Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avant Card. With personalised pricing, our rates are made for you.
Simon Tierney joins us once again to tell us how the Humble Taxi changed the world. And what's really interesting about this is that there are so many words associated with taxi, such as hackney, we'll get to that, and where those particular things come from. But it seems as if the English kind of pioneered a lot of this stuff.
Yep, the English and the French. Ireland played a small role too, Sean. But I suppose, first of all, we should say taxi is a very modern word to describe what to describe what this thing actually is. It's the very, very end of the 19th century that we see the introduction of the word taxi to describe a car for hire. So for most of this vehicle's history, it is called a cab. And cab comes from the French word cabriolet, which is a type of horse carriage that was used in France for ferrying passengers around the place. So hence the word cab that we have used for most of the time. Now, this is a very long history, but because for the purposes of brevity, I'm going to start with the history of regulated taxis. So taxis were first started in the 16th century. That's when regulation first came in London. So what was it all about in that time? This is the Elizabethan period, the reign of Queen Elizabeth I. And what we see is that the wealthy elites, noblemen, members of parliament and things like that, they would have had horse-drawn carriages to ferry them around the city of London. Now, this was an expensive business to have, drivers and horses all ready to go at your every whim whenever you needed to move around the city. So because it was so expensive, this idea of kind of hiring out your carriage to lesser privileged people, perhaps a neighbour who was aspiring to, elevate their class or something, and they wanted to be seen going around in a horse-drawn carriage, they would have use for a fee of their neighbour's carriage. Now, the horse that would have drawn this carriage was a type of horse called a hackanu, which again is another French word, and it describes a dappled grey type of horse, not particularly good for anything other than pulling. So not for racing, not for show jumping or anything like that. This is a horse that was a bit of a workhorse.
Yeah.
And it was called hackanu, and the English corrupted this word, they anglicised this word to hackney. Now, in those times, in the 16th century, the word hackney, it wasn't just applied to cabs, it was used for anything that was out for hire. So you could have, sometimes prostitutes were called hackneys because they were hired by people, or there was a hackney dancers. If you were having an evening, a soiree with some friends coming over, you might hire a hackney dancer who would come to your house. So this idea of hackneying was very popular in the 16th century, and that's where it all started.
And in those days, was it sort of, you know, ye come out mad drunk from ye oldie tavern and look for ye oldie hackney, or you know, was there taxi ranks and those kind of things? Would we recognize
it? It's funny, there's so many things associated with the development of the taxi, like the taxi rank. We just kind of presume the certain parts around Dublin or Cork or Galway where you know there's going to be a few taxis lying around. That's in itself was quite an organic conception that had, because there was a man by the name of John Bailey who decided, when regulation came in, to pool his taxis together on the Strand. If anyone knows London, it's one of the great streets running along the River Thames in London. And he started pooling his carriages together there, his cabs, his hackney cabs. And if there wasn't space for a cab to go there, because it was a great place to get business, then they would have to start riding up and down the Strand, plying for trade, looking for business. And that was the first time that you have this idea of taxis prowling around the city, just waiting for someone to flag them down. Before that, you only went to a taxi rank, or you were wealthy enough to send a boy out who will find one for you.
Yes, okay. Lots of people are sending in this joke or a variant on it: taxidermist, stuff your cab. Or basically taxidermy jokes. So don't waste your money sending any more in, because I've read one of them out as it is. It wasn't the only way of taxiing people around, though, as I understand. It wasn't just a horse-drawn carriage. Was there a system where people would physically carry you in some sort of contraption?
Yeah, like absolutely. The sedan chair is a big 18th century form of taxi or cab. We must remember that at this time, nobody except the very elite members of society were able to afford to use any kind of cab service. So the sedan chair was really typified this. Funnily enough, when I was doing my research on this, it kept coming back to Dublin. Dublin was the king of the sedan chair in the 18th century. I was reading a travel writer from, he was doing a study of Irish tourism between 1750 and 1850. W.H. Williams was his name, and he noted that in 1771, sedan chairs outnumbered licensed horse carriages in Dublin. So we're talking about places like Rutland Square, which is now Parnell Square, Sackville Street, which is now O'Connell Street, and Merrion Square. These were the three places in Dublin where the wealthiest people lived in 18th century Dublin. Parnell Square, or Rutland Square as it was awash with sedan chairs at that time. What's interesting about Parnell Square, Sean, is that in the mid-18th century, the Rotunda Hospital was being built. And at that time, it wasn't called the Rotunda, it was called the Lying Inn Hospital. And I had to research this. I didn't understand what this phrase meant, but a lying-in hospital was a childbirth hospital, because the idea was that once a woman gave birth, she had to lie for a long time to recover from the ordeal of it, especially in those days. So a way to fund the Rotunda Hospital, and this is absolutely true, the Rotunda Hospital is, much of its funding to build that hospital came from the taxes put on sedan chairs, because there were so many people who lived in Parnell Square who used sedan chairs for ferrying themselves around the city, that you had to have a license in order to use a sedan chair. And I was trying to work out how much it costs, so I put the shillings and everything into a retrospective calculator, and it came to about €100 in modern money per year in order to have a license to use a sedan chair. Now, that would have been a lot more back then.
Okay.
It would have gone a lot further. But the sedan chairs, just to explain what they were, this is a cabin or a chair inside a wooden box or a steel box, and it has four poles which are carried by chairmen or footmen.
And it's not on wheels or anything, it's people physically carrying you around the place.
Physically carrying, and
that's
really hard work, but they were really popular, Sean, and the reason is because by the end of the 18th century in Dublin, there was a lot of traffic in this city because of the horse carriages and the horse-drawn taxis going around the place. And if you had a sedan chair, it's like, the rickshaws nowadays. You can jump in and out of traffic very, very quickly because they're small and narrow.
Yeah.
So that's why they were
popular. And the sedan chair doesn't have to be housed or fed or isn't going to poo on the ground.
Yes,
or any
very,
that kind of
very
thing.
True. So yeah, very little upkeep.
So, what's a growler and what's a hansom cab?
Okay, so this is the Victorian era, the 19th century. This was all about either the hansom cab or the growler, or what was it called? The Clarence carriage, to give it its formal name. The Clarence carriage is your typical four-wheeled, between two and four, more like two horses to pull it. It's a large taxi with an interior cabin that's covered, often found outside railway stations like Houston and Connolly, whatever they were called in the 19th century. Forgotten what Houston used to be called. Forgive me.
Yeah, somebody will text that in.
Yeah, no doubt. And they were called growlers because of the sound that the wheels made when they were going over cobblestones, which was this kind of low rumbling sound. Very popular, expensive. The most popular form of taxi cab in the 19th century in both Dublin and London was the hansom cab. And I love this because when I used to live in London, we used to drink in a pub called the hansom cab, and I never quite understood why it was called that, but I do now. So this was called after a British inventor called Joseph Hansom. And in 1834, he wanted to come up with a lightweight, highly manoeuvrable taxi cab. And this was the hansom cab. Two wheels, very low centre of gravity, and one horse to pull it. So if you can imagine, it's a very small cart that the person sat into. It could only fit two people, by the way. But At the back of the cabin, on a raised platform, is where the driver sat. And he was looking over the cabin, so he was above the passengers, and all he could actually see was the ears of the horse in order to steer. And he had two pieces of control over his passengers. The first was he had a trap door in the roof of the hansom cab through which a passenger would pay for their fare. And secondly, he had a lever which had a foot pedal, and that released the door. So he would open the trap door when he got to the end of the journey, take the money. If he didn't get the full fare, he had prisoners, essentially. They couldn't get out of the cab without this lever that he would pull.
All right. Now, another, I suppose, and it was called Kingsbridge Station, Houston Station.
Ah, that was before it, that, of course. That. Thank you. Yes.
Another innovation, I suppose, that came from England as well was the codifying knowledge. It was literally called the knowledge for many years. I think they're phasing it out now, but that was the test that London cab drivers had to do.
Yeah, it's extraordinary. Like, London really is the centre of, you know, the evolution of the taxi. Even today, when I was a kid and I first went over to London, it's such a thrill to get into one of the
black cabs.
You know, they're so iconic. So it was actually after the 1851 Great Exhibition, which we've mentioned a few times in this lot, the Crystal Palace, as it was otherwise known, designed by Joseph Paxman. And there was millions and millions of people arrived at the Great Exhibition in 1851 to look at the treasures of the world, treasures of the empire. But the taxi system was very poor. Hansom cab drivers didn't know where you wanted them to go. There were no sat-navs or anything like that in those days. So the knowledge of London was developed. This is a test which still exists to this day. It was a way to train taxi drivers to know exactly what the most popular routes were in and around the city. Now, in the last 10 years, if you were to become a black cab driver, first of all, you're not allowed to have a sat-nav. Hackney cabs or Ubers, of course, all use sat-navs, but a black cab taxi drivers cannot use a sat-nav. So they must rely on their knowledge. 320 routes, 25,000 streets and 20,000 landmarks that they have to know about.
That's extraordinary, really.
Yeah,
that is absolutely extraordinary and very kind of, I don't know, I get a warm feeling when I think about that.
Yes.
Somebody's gone to this much trouble to be that good at their job.
Yeah. Fountains of geographic knowledge.
And the word taxi itself then.
Yeah, that's important. Let's get to that. So where did this come in, Sean? This is in the 1890s when we see the introduction of electric and petrol fueled taxis, cabs for the first time. But the word taxi comes from the meter, which all taxis, of course, nowadays have. But that started in the 1890s as a way to solve disputes between customer and driver. Because before the taxi meter, you know, how long is a piece of string? How much is this fare going to cost me? Is there any accountability? Is there any sense of having an impartial way of calculating how long this or what the fare is going to be? So a German man by the name of Friedrich Brun, he came up with a clockwork mechanism in the 1890s, which you attached to the front right wheel of either your carriage or your petrol electric fueled cab, and you wound it up at the beginning of the journey. It was all a very laborious process, and as you drove, it calculated the number of rotations of the wheel, and therefore it told you how long a journey you had been on. Now, he used the German word taxe, T-A-X-E, which of course means tax or levy or charge, to describe this mechanism. And from then on, so from the mid-1890s on, we see the use of the word taxi or taxi cab to describe a cab. So it is very modern.
And there's a specific reason why that classic black London taxi is the design it is. It's so it can turn.
Yes, yeah, there's this wonderful phrase, to turn on a sixpence. So a black cab in London, it has to be able to turn on a sixpence. What does that mean? It means that next time you're in London, have a look at the front wheels of a black cab. They turn to the most extraordinary angle. And this, it's like power steering on steroids. It allows black cabs to turn in really small spaces so that they can, you know, a client is suddenly, actually, oh, no, I don't want to go to St. James's, I want to go to Piccadilly instead, yeah. And they can turn around very, very quickly, and that's still a requirement of black cabs to this day.
And that was because of the roundabout outside the Savoy Hotel.
Outside the Savoy Hotel, which of course where many of the rich and the elite would have been going to, in order for the cab to get in and out, they had to get around this very tight roundabout outside the Savoy Hotel, and that was the measurement, which apparently measures 25 feet. So a black cab has to be able to do a full turn within a space of 25 feet.
That's extraordinary. And someone sent in a bit of, the Lou Kelly song. He whistled for a growler and he said, my man, take me up to Monta.
Ah, there you go.
There's the thing. Simon, fascinating as ever. Thanks a million. Simon Tierney there. We're going to take a break.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avant Card. With personalised pricing, our rates are made for you.